Welcome back to another episode of the Huxley Morton podcast, the show where each week we speak to pharma company owners and industry leaders sharing their stories of personal and professional growth. We're now on series four of the show, and as you may already be aware, we're on a mission to help clinical researchers from around the world with tips, tricks, and inspiration. So if you could do me a quick favor and please hit that follow or subscribe button, it really does help more than you'll ever know. Once again, Adam Walker is alongside me, so sit back, relax, and we'll take things from here. Welcome back to the Huxley Morton podcast, where this week we are joined again by Pharmaxy CEO Yuri Lebed. Yuri, welcome back to the show.
Hello, James. Hello, Adam. And thank you for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be with you again, and I am delighted to be here.
Great to see you, Yuri.
You're one of the very few people that we've had back on the show. So for those who perhaps didn't catch kind of a very timely episode that we had with yourself and running your business previously, if you could maybe give us a bit of a quick reintroduction about yourself, your business, where you're operating, and kind of, a quick recap of where we left off last time.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Yuri Lebed, and I'm CEO of Pharmaxy, and Pharmaxy is a conventional CRO. So we deliver a full scope of services for pharmaceutical, medtech industry, medical device industry, in order to generate clinical data for purposes. And we run clinical trials, like interventional second, third phase clinical trials. And now we became more focused on medical devices, and we feel a big demand on clinical trials to generate direct clinical evidences about efficacy and safety of the medical devices. And another point which is now really hot is the preparation of clinical evaluation plan and reports for medical device industry to be MDR certified. And this is quite complex procedure. And now we can make it because we have been complementary to this point of expertise, and now we know how to do that. I think that maybe in the future it will be maybe the special department to deliver this type of services.
Sure. And I think, I guess, one thing that you perhaps missed off the list and overlooked, Yuri, because you are living it and breathing it every day and have been since the beginning of the event, is that you are based in Ukraine. And when we first had you on the show, you had, I think, just relocated from your primary residence, I think, or you were considering it, and there was a lot going on with the outbreak of the war in the Ukraine. And you, talked us through, I guess, just your mindset and mentality of how you were dealing with continuing to run a fully active CRO amidst, a catastrophe of a war breakout that was all over the news at the time. So look, I know that, I saw you active on LinkedIn just this week, and we were speaking about that just a moment ago, that it seems that there is some return to kind of normality of such, and you were out on the tennis court and picking up some wins there just recently. But look, what's been happening at your end since you were last on the show? Because I think we were only a couple of weeks into the outbreak of the war, and it was just mad for me and Adam to sit, kind of quite comfortably over here in the UK talking to you while there had been bombs that had gone off not too distant from where you were sitting at the time. So look, what's the state of play over there now? What's been happening since you were last on the show?
Yeah, the main change is that when we talked with you last time, I was located nearby Lviv, and my family was with me, and I was thinking where will be the right time to get back, because my daughter and my wife insist on the getting back, and I try to weight and risks and to understand if we can get back home.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 month after our conversation, Russians were retreated from the southern region of Kyiv district.
Yeah.
And we have been waiting for another month. And then I just picked my family again to the car. And then we get back home. And you know, the biggest discovery for me was that I was thinking that maybe we are a little bit closer to the Kyiv, which could be a target for Russian distant rockets.
Mm.
And maybe we are a little bit closer to the northern border. And I cannot predict how my emotional feeling and how my stress will react on this change.
Yeah.
And I was completely surprised when I felt that here I'm totally comfortable, and those stress which was on the background of my mind was related to this relocation to a more safe space, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a big discovery, and I realized that home and these walls and this table and working space and I don't know, my mattress is vital for psychological resistance, and it was big discovery. And from this day I feel myself better, as well as the company for Maxi now is stabilized, thanking to the serious affection, thanking to European support, thanking to Huckley Morton podcast and some connections which have been generated, thanking to this platform.
Well, I don't think that we can take too much credit for that, Yuri, because I think both Adam and I at the time were quite amazed by the amount of kind of plans that you were putting in place, or certainly I was just miffed by it, the fact that there was all this going on one side, yet your plan for the business was very proactive. There was no going into defense or survival mode. It was quite the opposite. It was like, well, I'm gonna register the company here, this is how we're gonna do it. Even if I can't be there in person, I'm gonna empower this individual within my team to do it. I mean, can you remember those plans at that time? And I guess how have they gone? Have there been things that didn't go to plan, or has everything worked out kind of as you, it would almost seem like pinpoint precision when you were detailing it to Adam and I earlier. And I was just like, wow, you know, I just don't know how you're having this foresight to plan all of these things, knowing what's going on. So yeah, can you remember back to the plans and how have things gone?
Yeah, sure. My first idea was to sell remote services to load our guys, and thanking to LinkedIn and some activity in this network, many people tried to help and to connect me with possible friends and their partners and collaborators. And for example, Federica just created an amazing post in LinkedIn and tagged around 20 people who might be interested in our service. And then I spoke to many of these perfect people, and I've performed around 90 TCs during the first months to establish these connections, to try to explain our services and our experience. And it's like a funnel. Someone will not interested in these services. Some company is interested, but not now. And only two companies really start cooperation with us and use some communication with several companies still. But it was really important for us because we have started two long-term projects which generates revenue each month, and it really helped us a lot. And now I can say that my idea was to reinitiate clinical trials as a full-scale project in Poland. And we even have some small team there, but it's a long decision-making process for big budgets, big trials. And now we are in the ongoing conversations with several sponsors. So maybe the biggest problem now is that clinical operation department is still underloaded. But I hope that in September, when everyone will off their holidays and will sign proper documents, we will start several projects with Polish sites and laboratories. And this sector of our company will be also loaded. And that's it. We will be fully packed. And we will even think about new hiring. Now we even hire one person to help us with this long-term projects. So in the end, I could say that my dream and my the main uncertainty of those days was that when we will have the new contract and will we be able to stabilize company? Now I can say yes. Those activities and some preparatory activities which have been done I don't know 1 year before the start of the war, 2 year before, they also be effective, and now we are planning to create some kind of like article or paper to PubMed, and I would like to structure these ideas to help other companies overcome any other crises or challenges.
Well, I didn't think that. I mean, there can't be many crises or challenges that, you know, are going to amount to anywhere near what you've managed to overcome already, Yuri. So no, it's just quite impressive stuff. And it seems that, I mean, just listening to you speak there, I think Adam and I touched on this this week about the whole European seasonal break, should we put it, around this time of year, which, you know, I do a lot of my business in the States, but previously I could call, you know, some of the biggest players in the world in Europe through the month of August and just get a dead tone. It's, you know, it's something that you just have to live with. But Adam, you know, I don't know whether you've got a comment on that subject or it's something else you want to pitch in with there.
I have to be careful what I say because a lot of my colleagues are currently on holiday, James. So I live and breathe it every day as we speak. It's great to see you again, Yuri. And it's so terrific just to hear how you're working your way through this for Pharmaxi. But also, you know, I can't help but recall, though, you know, that conversation that we had, what seems like only yesterday, but I think it was about 6 months ago now.
Is it that long?
Yes, wow. It really was. It really, really was. And, you know, as James said, you know, you really, really saw it as an opportunity as opposed to something that would set you back. And each time we speak, and we've spoken a number of times outside of this podcast, there is that energy and drive in you that has turned that what looks like a point of challenge into something else. And you know, it's really, really uplifting to hear and see you speaking with such passion about that. But also, I'm just so delighted for you because I know that so many people will listen to this and will be following your success, because I think it's touched so many different people, you know, on the back of COVID and the pandemic, which in itself was challenging for everyone. I think to then be faced with this double whammy, you know, you've overcome and continue to overcome and really have dealt with it with such grace. And such affirmity. You know, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible to see and hear. I'm so delighted for you, Yuri.
Yeah, likewise. And I guess without trying to put any downers on it or anything, but I'm just wondering if there's anything that has thrown you kind of off path or has been kind of a new challenge that was maybe unexpected. Because, yeah, it almost seems, Yuri, like the bounce back plan, you didn't even have to take too much of a bounce. Like you were bouncing back before, you know, kind of before most people might now be trying to gather, you know, stuff together and bounce back, whereas you were forward planning. So look, has there been any areas that were maybe unexpected and haven't gone how you wished and you've maybe had to adapt again, even, you know, over the past 6 months?
I don't know, maybe.
You're welcome to say no. I mean, the plan was solid, right?
I try to imagine what was unexpected, but maybe the answer that every second I was ready to something unexpected, and that is why it was expected, you know. I was thinking that I have some strategy, and if I have several lines for recovery, okay, if one or second line doesn't work, I can say good, it was expected. This strategy will not be efficient 100%, maybe it's like a readiness, psychological readiness to face with some unexpected issues, I just not to put all eggs in one box, you know. I was thinking that in the end I have chances to resist and to stabilize company. Every day it was easier and easier, now even rockets flying over the head is not so stressful as it was during.
Is that still happening then? Is there still kind of as much going on? Because I mean, the media, when we first spoke to you, you almost couldn't avoid it at all. And I don't watch the news really. Whereas now, I guess if you want to read news on COVID or on the war in Ukraine, certainly in the UK, and speaking to a lot of my contacts in the US, you typically have to go and look for it now. So I'm just wondering, is it still a case of there is rockets flying overhead, there is still a lot of action kind of going on while you're rebuilding and kind of doing what you're doing?
The main dangers now is this long distance rockets. Now they hit Vinnytsia, and today it was targeted Lviv suburbs. So it's continuous process.
Wow.
And some people cannot adjust themselves to this situation, and they are still in depression, and they are not motivated. They cannot do something creative. So it is reality right now. Mm. But for me, I try to think mathematically, and mathematics or probability says that the risk to die from this rocket is equal or even less than some problem on the road, you know. So a traffic accident is statistically higher problem than some injury from the rocket.
Yeah.
So and I can just think about it not to be stressed by this fact that there is some small probability that a target will go to my window, and I live on 14th floor of my house, so it is one of the highest thing in this suburb, Kyiv suburb, but I feel myself here very comfortable, and even better than in Lviv several months ago.
God, Yuri, have you ever played poker? Because you would be amazing under pressure, amazing at analysing the situation and forecasting, and amazing at not being tempted to, you know, play too soon or go all in. It's like the strategy behind what you do just seems kind of on point. And yeah, as I say, you know, I wanted to have you back on the show to ask how things are going and find out what has gone to plan and what hasn't. But it seems that to an extent, everything has been going to plan. So how do things now look for Pharmaxi in terms of, say, you know, the office, the setup in Poland, the headcount? I mean, how is that all looking now? And I guess, how does it make you feel as well?
If we are talking about Pharmaxi, we have one people. This is our BD, head of BD, and she got back from Netherlands, back to Kyiv home. Mm-hmm. It is one example when people return from Europe to continue some process here in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And we still pay for the same like squares of our office and for the same rooms. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking maybe we have to save some money, but still people continue to work there, and it's comfortable sometimes for them to go from home to office. And today it was like 12 people in the office in Kyiv. So if they are more comfortable there, mm-hmm. Ready to continue to pay for this office. In general, I think that now we have a very good strategy to promote our services in medical device space. Thanking to Simon, which was recommended by Adam. So it's
he's well connected. This man, isn't he? He's well connected indeed.
You know Simon Crowe, James, because he's been on the pod.
Med Device Simon. Okay,
exactly.
No, it fits the bill now. Okay, I do know him then.
And it is exactly
friend of the show.
Yeah, it's exactly the right point, because now I am not so loaded by current tasks mm-hmm. to August time, now we build strategy and describe some details to promote our medical device services. And I hope that in September we prepare everything to start this big campaign, I think that it will be the next age for the company, when we will be able to start clinical trials in Poland, and the new medical device strategy could bring additional projects. And we even won tender with Sanofi several months ago, so this project will also load us somehow. And now we even discussed two projects for Ukraine. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Running clinical trials in Ukraine.
Yeah. Yeah. And if those projects will be started. And again, I just say to people that, guys, here we have no other trials which compete for patients, and you will get your highest enrollment rate. So if time is critical, we can start this here, and
time's always critical, Yuri. So you know, anyone you're speaking to is going to be biting your arm off with that.
yeah. And our regulatory authority just speak with me, and they said we are free, and we can made submission and approval within 1 week for your trial. Mm-hmm. Please come, and we will make everything faster than 100 days, you know. For some clients it is a good advantage, and they weigh those risks, and they consider clinical trials here in Ukraine.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, just amazed by what I hear from you every time, Yuri. And I guess now speaking to you and just sort of seeing you back on the screen, I feel like I've been following your journey ever since we spoke to you, because, you know, you've kind of embedded in yourself into that life of LinkedIn and kind of social networking as well. You know, that's how I knew that you had been playing tennis just recently and winning and things like that. So, you know, it seems that you are, you know, taking this adversity and turning it into a huge opportunity. You know, it sounds like things are going well. You're picking up clients. What would you say now is, you know, we asked you previously, what was next? What's next now? You know, is there, has your overall vision been given more clarity, or has it perhaps expanded based on what you've been doing and how active you've been in terms of networking and, you know, taking some of that support, which, let's face it, it is been generated because of your own personal brand and your own kind of networking that you've generated all, you know, for your own actions, really.
You know, this experience with LinkedIn showed me that this community is really active in this network.
Mm.
And I was a little bit underestimate this networking within LinkedIn, and I was quite silent before this crisis. And I was thinking that private pictures from tennis tournament is not relevant for this professional network, you know. And I was thinking that it was not positively responded or percepted by users, and today it's my experiments, and I try to be more open and to open my private life to the society, and if everyone reacts positively. And today I even received a message from our partner in Poland that, Yuri, oh, you play tennis, I invite you to the court and we will play together. And I will never know if I would not publish this picture. So it's like a territory of continuous experiments, I try to become more active here, probably this life and private moments will also create more detailed picture of me, because I
100%.
I would like to be opened. I would like to speak with people, and this networking is something amazing. And I was speaking with Simon without no idea of what happened in 2 hours. You know, it was like simple chat. You know, with no clear idea why we have to speak, but in the end it converts to amazing result, I think that maybe it is also a good idea to continue this way.
I think just to follow on from that, Yuri, the first time I saw your details was the picture that you posted of yourself, your daughter and your wife in the main square, and that was the one that I think resonated. And you'll know as well as I do that when you put a personal picture out there, James and I met at the weekend and we put some pictures out there. The one that went the most viral was the one of my dog, for goodness sake. Everyone wanted to see the dog.
I knew it would, so I asked him to put it in there.
And it did. And this is the incredible thing. People want to know the person behind the name, the brand, the whatever.
Yeah.
And I think what you're describing is exactly what James and I find all the time, which is, you know, it's, you don't even need to shamelessly promote yourself. Actually, the more you show of yourself and the humility and the person behind it, the more that seems to connect with a broader audience. And I think that's really what you're describing, isn't it, Yuri? It's just the fact that people connect with people. Yeah. And we've all connected for whatever reason we've connected. You know, it's an extraordinary thing, the tools that we now use and take for granted. But actually, it reinforces, I think, why there is such a real cross-section that come to LinkedIn. But actually, I think you're probably describing, again, you know, like-minded people with good intention working in and around clinical research, supporting the services around clinical research. There is that common rich vein of something. I can't quite tell you what it is, but I think that's what you're describing, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe this is the LinkedIn brand as a pure professional network restrict many people and many years I was not publishing anything other than we are on this exhibition and please visit us on this booth, nothing more, you know, only business deals and business news. But we are all people. We are all live with some emotions, resonance, and maybe we have to become more open within this network, not to just publish some business news.
Nobody wants to deal with the corporate version of someone these days, you know, mm-hmm. particularly after COVID, where kind of, you know, we got views into people's, you know, bedrooms, kitchens, whatever, you know, you name it, we probably saw it. And it's just a case of just doing business as you always did, but being yourself, and everyone can do that. And like, it's amazing what a good business tool that is. The amount of meetings that I jump on and people say, oh, James, you're just like what you are on the podcast. I'm like, funny enough, it's because I'm just talking on the podcast and I'm just talking to you. Like there is no real difference. I've always done business like that. I mean, I left kind of the corporate world because I did business like that. But I think that now that is why my business is thriving, because of that. And, you know, it's good that other people have experienced it. And I highly recommend that, you know, everyone jumps on that bandwagon these days. You don't need to create a persona, just pretty much document what you already do.
Yeah.
And of course, if you do have a nice little puppy like Adam does, then throw that in the occasional LinkedIn post, because it will go viral. Definitely helps. But look, Yuri, don't want to go too far off track here. Look, it's great to have you back on and hear kind of how business has been going, and that, you know, that strategy that you set out has gone as planned, if not better. You're going to have trials up and running. You've got good clients that have come on board, and that clarity of focus in terms of the future is still there, and you're just executing day in, day out. So look, we will no doubt continue to follow your journey via LinkedIn and perhaps even have you back on the show once again at some point down the line. But before we let you go today, in standard fashion, another quick fire questions round for you, with an amended list, of course, because you've been there and done that before. So look, I will kick us off this time and just say, you know, if you were to name your biggest challenge to date, having gone through what you have done, what would that be?
I think that the biggest challenge is to keep motivation. And this is the key in the similar situation and similar circumstances. Sometimes I remember those days, and it's like walking on the sand, you know, very very hard to move. It's a problem to start something creative, no one can really understand what to do and what to think to maintain motivation in hard environment, in crazy environment. And I suppose that the biggest key for me is that I dream about future. I try to formulate my future strategy, and sometimes people here say that you have to not to plan anything longer than for one day, because wow. everything changed, and you have to not to plan at all. But my answer is that no, you have to build strategies, and maybe this company, Polish company, do not attract big contracts yet, but it was my picture of the future, and this picture makes myself motivated, and I did something what saved company.
Impressive. You need to direct those people that who say that to you, Yuri, to the first podcast you had with us and now this one, and just say, yeah, okay, I'll believe that, but why don't you take a look at this?
So following on from that, what do you think, Yuri, has been your single biggest win, whether or not that's in the last 6 months since we last spoke or prior to that? What is it that you've affected the most?
If we are talking about business win, maybe it is one contract which have been signed in April, and it was a call from one of my business partner in Germany, and he said that this company has 2 months for the appointment at notified body. And they have to provide a preliminary report on the medical device performance data. And they have only 1.5 months to provide this report. Is it possible? And my first reaction was no. Only regulatory approval should take 1 month. And then protocol has to be created, and data management, data collection, statistics, and everything. It should not be done within 1.5 months.
Mm.
But we've done it.
Wow.
Gosh. Yeah. That is impressive.
It's some execution.
Yeah, yeah. It's incredible.
I'm sure that you are pleased with that win. And look, we've already covered that you've been out and with the team playing tennis. But in terms of what you and the team now get up to, outside of work, what is it, you know, because there's the missile still going over and things like that, so what do you and the team try to do to relax now?
For me, the main point is tennis, and I believe that it is the common recommendation for everyone who is really busy with intellectual tasks, who is entrepreneur, who has some emotional load during 8 hours per day. For me, it is vital. Now I play tennis 4 or 5 times per week.
Wow. I won't volunteer you to play you if you come over to the UK then, Yuri. I like winning.
Wow.
I don't want to get absolutely whooped. Oh dear.
Yeah. Yes. And you know, this changes dramatically this psychological feeling and mental health could be maintained only if working tasks change to physical tasks, it's my answer to this question.
Cool, like it.
It's a great antidote, I think. Anything physical that, as you say, offloads that kind of brain power that you're using all the time, and I couldn't agree with you more. So if you could give one piece of advice to anyone looking to follow in your footsteps, Yuri, what would it be right now? Are you connected within the Ukrainian area with other like-minded CEOs and business leaders?
I suppose that the biggest advice is please try to train your emotional stability, and I think that it is important even in peaceful times. Some contracts could be failed, and some problems could be everywhere. But emotional stability is a key, and everyone could train this point. It's a very hard task, and I've spent more than 10 years trying to enhance this level of the stability. You know, tennis also helped me, because 5-6 years ago, I lose my final rounds because it was a stress. Oh, I am always winning, almost winning, and I was thinking that, oh, I am almost the first player here on this tournament, and this stressed me, and I failed several balls, and I lost everything. But now, even during the game, I gained some level of stability, and that is why maybe this helped me to be stable when other risks and challenges around.
Definitely seems like it may have played a part and played a very important part, shall I add, Yuri. So look, finally then, if you could perhaps name one thing about your business maybe now that people should take note of, what would you say that would be?
Pharmaxi is a company which would like to take your task and your problem and to fully cover this problem. And we cooperate with many similar companies to not to load the client of additional questions. And if some medical device company approach to us and say, we have questions on technical documentation, we will never say, oh, you have to find someone who is specialized in this area. Mm-hmm. We have trusted partners and vendors who can cover this type of service. When we organize clinical trial, we also try to manage the whole operations, logistics, insurance, laboratory, everything, to keep everything under control, and not to say, this vendor, which is in not our area of responsibility, failed somewhere, and we cannot continue this clinical trial. So our main idea is that sponsor has some task. We define how to collect and generate perfect data and reports. Then we will do it the better way, which is possible.
I like that, Yuri. Taking ownership of things, that, you know, the complete package, which, yeah, in my book, he's kind of, look, give me your work and I will get shit done in a nutshell. So look, I like that. And look, to close the show then, and for anyone that wants to reach out to you about any of their requirements or find out more about Pharmaxi, what's the best place to get hold of you? Is it still LinkedIn, email? Is there anything that's changed since we last had you on?
Yeah, please drop me a message via LinkedIn, or you can find Pharmaxi website, you can contact via public email. So we try to be really responsive, and I don't know, within 8 hours, everyone will get feedback from us.
Amazing stuff. Perfect. Well, look, Yuri, it's been a pleasure having you back on the show, hasn't it, Adam? So
absolutely. Thank you so
very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the invitation. And it was a big pleasure talking to you.
Good man.